tell me, why do you zigzag when you're approaching cattle to move them rather than just walking straight up to them?
Well, again, that's something that we learned many years ago from Bud Williams and then has been passed on through Don Notto, who gave the stockmanship class. And I think it's about creating a barrier. So in the animal's mind, you know, if you're just coming up, like, that's one kind of pressure. But when you're zigzagging like this, it's creating more of a fence-like situation, I guess you could say. I'm not 100% sure of that. But you're also, the pressure isn't full on right in. Sometimes you need to do that to get them to move, to walk right into the, usually it's the side of them, to get them to move away from you. But it just creates that barrier that they want to start casually walking away from.
And you mentioned Bud Williams. So is he the one that pioneered this technique?
Oh, certainly. You know, there's been a few low stock livestock behavior specialists, handling specialists, but Bud Williams is certainly one of the ones that's revered as the most popular and knowledgeable and a pioneer in the whole field of livestock handling. And we were very fortunate over 30 years ago, he came to this community and worked for a number of years with our friends and neighbors at VT Feeders. And that's where Don Notto first started to work with him. And then when he and his wife Eunice went back down to Texas, Don went with them as well. And she's worked with him for many, many years. He's of course now passed on, but you know, so many people will know of the Bud Box. It's just a simple square with your lead out alley and, you know, following the principles of cattle want to go back the way they came. So when you're bringing them into a gate, have it so you just switch and they go back that way and down the lead out alley. Those are some of the principles. I think it's just, it's important. We've certainly bound to always keep learning. And, you know, some days things don't go well, but, you know, part of it is just what Bud said, you know, it's in our own attitude. And if we can really approach it in a way that isn't so pressured. And I know time is such a precious resource. We're always, oh my gosh, we got so much time to get the cattle in because they got to get on trucks or whatever. And really just trying to plan things that you can go at it a little slower and easier and always have a plan B too. You know, those are a couple of the main things. And it's really helped, I think, you know, not only our livestock that we work with, but the people we work with as well.